This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, 855, 450 free. We're returning for hour number three of our show. We do this every day, 365 days a year, and I like that. What I like best is we are a true open phones show, which means you're not going to call in and get some screener who's going to ask you a ton of questions. He's going to ask you what your subject is, and that's about it. And we're going to take your call. If you say words that can't be said on the radio, your call will be very short. But other than that, we want different topics.
If you say something really stupid, I'll probably yell at you because I do that.
You do.
Well, I do.
You start off very calm, and then your voice slowly increases until we get the Rich that we know and love, and that's Rich Paul, joined by myself.
The richest, most aromatic kind of Rich.
Well, this is Chris, and we also
And I'm still Rich Paul.
Still Rich Paul. And I'm
they
out of it.
Can't change me.
Because I've developed a head cold in, I think, 2 hours. It may be a near record for how fast a head cold is coming on. So
you're going to be able to make it home tonight, or are we going to let you crash on the couch?
I don't think it's fatal. Okay. I think I'll survive.
Well, the thing is, a lot of non-fatal things have caused fatal crashes. Seriously, if you need couch space,
I think I'll be all right. But I do appreciate that, and that's what we do try to do. We try to take care of each other, and that's sort of a golden rule, sort of thing, an idea that we can just look out for each other, and we don't always need the big hand of government to look out for us.
Yeah,
fortunately.
I mean, imagine how much. How much drunk driving would go down if it was legal to keep your bar open after 2 a.m. and just let people sack out in the back.
Right.
If they were drunk.
Oh, you're hammered, pass out in your car. Can't do that. Yeah. Because God forbid.
Yeah.
Or if you would make it easy for bar owners to, hey, you've had too much to drink, I'm going to give you a ride. Can't do that. Because you got taxi laws and all sorts of suddenly you're a common carrier. And
yeah, you've got a liability issue too if you crash.
Right. So all these things would go away if the government would just go away. And I know a lot of people don't agree with that. They don't get it because they've been raised in a world where we have this thing called government that tells us everything we can and cannot do, and we don't like that. And I know that some people listening are going to take issues with that. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your point of view. I'll share mine, and maybe we'll have a good conversation.
So I still have this story about the financial planner here who thinks cryptocurrency is going to take a huge dive. Well, collapse, he says.
Before we get into that, I just wanted I went back during our last segment to look at the numbers from 99bitcoins.com, and I had to pull up the 2019 numbers.
Which numbers are we talking about?
The number of times that Bitcoin has been declared dead.
Oh, I think it was over 300 the last time I saw it.
350 was the last number
now,
I saw.
Now, these are by, like, recognizable publications on the Internet, right? This isn't just somebody saying, on a Facebook page. Post.
These are anointed pundits?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say probably 25% of those are probably Paul Krugman, Nobel laureate economist who writes for the New York Times.
And idiot.
Well, yeah.
Keynesian,
so.
At least.
Very much a Keynesian.
But I repeat myself.
And I will agree with you on the idiot part, but, you know, this is something that mainstream economists, those of the Keynesian bent, don't like to hear. But please, Ian, continue.
This is a story from CNBC.com. Peter Malik is a certified financial planner, so he thinks he knows a thing or two about money, and he believes that cryptocurrencies will collapse. Now, he does admit that maybe he thinks one or two might work out in the future, but he says, in the meantime, you get no income. It's not a real investment. It's speculation.
Well,
so he's
Go ahead.
He says, instead, invest in things that are going to pay you to own them. Own real estate where you're collecting rent. As though there's no other work you have to do when you own real estate, right? No, it's not like you have to deal with trashy tenants destroying the property or anything like that.
We all know that real estate doesn't go down in value. It always goes up. Right?
Yeah, except when it doesn't.
Except that was me in 2007 saying,
right.
Well, real estate, I mean, that's like the most stable
guarantee.
Possible thing you could possibly own.
He says, own stocks where you're collecting dividends. Own bonds where you're collecting yield. So what he's saying is he doesn't think cryptocurrencies are a real investment because they don't pay you out in dollars automatically.
Well, yeah, and they pay you out in a completely different way because there is a service. I mean, people want to own cryptocurrencies because they provide the service of transferring money. Okay. And
in
you
some
know,
cases.
And they
so
do it well.
It
yeah.
is speculation is speculating on which of these currencies are going to do that best.
Sure,
and
which
people
will
have a desire to own those that do best. And they will not have a desire to own those that do badly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you don't know which ones are going to succeed. I mean, he may be right that many of these are going to drop off the radar over time. Certainly, there have been, I don't know how many of them who already have.
Right.
Somebody launched a crypto, it didn't catch on, and it quietly went away. Bitcoin, of course, the king of all of the different cryptos out there, seems pretty well ensconced in its number one spot, but nothing lasts forever. I mean, Woolworths didn't stay the number one department store forever either.
Absolutely.
4 out of 5 new businesses end up bankrupt, so I wouldn't expect if it ended up the same way for cryptocurrencies.
But I don't know if I agree with him that it's only going to ever be one or two of them.
Yeah, I think
no, that strikes me as absurd. There will be internal coins for all kinds of projects. There will be special purpose coins. There's going to be a lot of
Well, I think even when you look at, like, the big mamma jammas, I mean, the ones that really get adoption, and I see this coming, folks. It's not going to be this world that we live in where it's, you know, paper money and credit cards. The days of that are numbered. The only reason that they're still around are by government edict. If you didn't have government backing up the U.S. dollar or the euro or take your pick, these things would have died on their own because they could not survive in a competitive market. They're bad money.
That said, we've got a long way to go because the bad money drives out the good money. That's Gresham's law. And I've got tomorrow, I'm going to go meet with a local business owner who's talking about stopping accepting cryptocurrency because it just wasn't really doing anything as far as they didn't have enough of a bump in business. There wasn't enough noticeable. She said maybe $25 a week was what she was bringing in on average in cryptocurrency sales.
Right.
Now I'm going to go and I'm going to make the pitch that, well, it's actually a good thing from one perspective that it didn't go crazy because the price is pretty crazy right now. So it's better if you're just collecting a little bit here and there. And then it's not like the end of the world if it goes down. And if it goes up, then everything's gravy. So I'm going to try to make the argument that, look, you know, you still have the app on your tablet device. In fact, she said to me that, I'm not going to say who it is yet, but she said to me that if I came in, she'd still accept cryptocurrency from me. So it's like, well, if somebody else comes in and asks you, why wouldn't you just take it from them too? If it is indeed such a small portion of your sales as to be insignificant, then there's nothing significant about saying yes to it. But regardless, one of the problems with cryptocurrency is that it is such good money, and so you've got a problem where people who are into crypto, who come to our cryptocurrency meetups, will not spend it.
Yeah.
So half the people sometimes at a crypto meetup are spending off of their debit card or using cash.
Right.
And that's kind of not the point. I mean, it's to some extent the point of a meetup is to meet with people and talk. But the alternative purpose of that meetup is to bring business from crypto people into the places that accept crypto. But if the crypto people themselves won't spend it, how can we expect them to accept it?
Right.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, but I will say that if accepting crypto is a condition of having the crypto meetup there, then
it's not a condition, but that tends to be what we do.
And certainly, I think we prefer places that take crypto, and we're still bringing in the same amount of business if we bring it in dollars or we bring it in Bitcoin.
Right.
You know,
we are.
There are going to be times when people don't want to spend spend crypto. I mean, but right now I'm trying. It is a problem. And what we really need is maybe charitable market makers.
What do you think? Should crypto be more widely accepted? Should those of us who have amassed a little bit spend our hard-earned Bitcoin?
Well, the wealth guy here says no. We can get into it. He says you shouldn't even have it at all.
We shouldn't. I'm going to be in complete defiance of this dude. 855-450-FREE. We're talking crypto. We're talking liberty. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And I want to tell you about ForkFest 2019. I can't believe we're up to 2019 already.
Yep.
ForkFest has been going on for a couple years, and this is good to see. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th to June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping or RV site or hotel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through the 18th. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know about it in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forums. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And I know you guys are going up. I hope I can make it up. Rich, you going to ForkFest?
I will absolutely be there.
Good man.
Yeah, I will be at ForkFest and ForkFest until they throw me out of the park.
As many fests as you can stomach.
I know
you'll
be at
ForkFest.
I will definitely be at ForkFest, yep.
And
we will be broadcasting.
And I will also be at Strange Creek Music Festival and several other music festivals this year. So lots of places to catch
Strange
up.
Creek?
Strange Creek, it's the spring festival at the same campground that has Wormtown. Wormtown is and they're both run by the Wormtown Creating Company, which is run by libertarian hippies, very cool people. They go to ForkFest. And so it's a nice, if you're a libertarian and a deadhead, it's a really great place to go.
You're mixing everything you love all together. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's about. I'm trying to bring all the stuff I love into New Hampshire.
Absolutely. We're going to go to the Discord where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow. Thanks. Taking my call.
No problem. What's going on?
Well, these guys, you're talking about some person speaking up and complaining about crypto going nowhere and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's already false, okay?
Well, no, he's making a prediction that it's going to collapse.
Right.
Like that's a new thing.
No, it's certainly not a new thing. But it's not necessarily false if it's a prediction. I mean,
economists have predicted 10,000.
But I think that the idea of crypto is in fact is going to probably exist forever. I mean, at this point,
I hope so.
I mean, it's just like there's airplanes now. There didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. There are some things that crypto does break the mold on. It is going in the face of centralized currencies. This is a decentralized system, and that's a new thing for the world. We haven't done a lot of decentralized systems that have been successful.
It's new and it's better.
Right.
As well.
But the basics...
And the people like cutting out the middleman, right? Anytime
sure.
you're in business, if you can cut out a middleman, as long as you're not the middleman,
yeah.
you
yes.
want to do it, right? So
right.
people are in favor of cutting out the middleman. And once they realize that Bitcoin and other cryptos cut out the middleman in money, I agree with Bad Slave. I think it's going to get
right.
more popular.
What Even middlemen cut out the middlemen because they'll cut out the retailer and buy from themselves.
Sure.
Yeah. but what I was going to say was there is this new aspect of what Bitcoin is, and there's certainly a lot of new innovations that we're seeing, but it's also, and this speaks for a lot of cryptocurrencies, a lot of it is basic economics that has been basically a natural fact of the world for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that good money has shown over the decades, over the millennia, that these cryptocurrencies actually possess a lot of the same characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically saying, well, you know, gold will never be used as money.
Yeah. Well, you see, I think both cryptocurrency and gold will come to be the standard. I think we will eventually end up with a cryptographic gold standard where there exists a lot of places in a lot of countries where you can trade one gold coin, GC, you know, maybe GCN or whatever, for an actual 1 troy ounce coin. And well, that would be an exchangeable token, would be the ultimate cryptocurrency, because it would have all the advantages of a cryptocurrency, but it would also have the advantages of a gold-backed currency.
So that's been tried a number of times. A number of different groups have brought up the idea of a sort of a tangible cryptocurrency, a currency that's 100% backed by a tangible
There's a Liberty Dollar one, which that's is good backed one, yeah. by silver. That's a, and then there's also another one called AGX coin, which is also backed by silver. So there's at least two I can think of.
There's a question for you guys.
Shoot.
Do you think that the adoption of cryptocurrency is going to make RFID inserted under your skin more likely?
More likely?
I think I could see how having my own RFID chip would make things more convenient if I could pay with my finger.
I can see how trying to inject an RFID chip into my under my skin against my will might cause you to develop a hole in the middle of your forehead.
See, I can see that stuff.
You know, I just suggested the adoption of it, not I don't think it ever ought to be forced on anyone.
No,
I'm just saying that somebody trying to make me get a microchip doesn't increase the likelihood of my getting a microchip. It increases the likelihood of their getting dead.
See, now, I look at these things as potential solutions.
You're taking a particularly negative look at that.
Right. And I see things like RFID. I mean, you can look at it and, you know, just wear your tinfoil hat when you do it and mm-hmm. say that this is undoubtedly a government conspiracy. I want to see open source RFID. I want to see things that I could actually use and benefit from.
There's a lot of things that you can benefit from with RFID. It's being used in retail environments to track inventory, for instance, and it's very, very good at it. So instead of having to count what's on a pallet, they just scan it.
Yeah. You're done.
There you go.
But broadcasting your identity wherever you go is not a good
plan. I agree with you. That's not what RFID does. It's reactive. So RFID only reacts when it's hit by a wave that triggers it. Okay. And so what you're talking about actually with this whole fear about RFID, and these things have been kind of in the conspiracy realm for a long time. Sure. The mark of the beast. They're going to force these things on us. They didn't have to force anything. Look, we're carrying transmitters on us. 75, I think it was actually up to 85% of American adults,
right.
Let alone the young people, have smartphones. And if you don't have a smartphone, you probably have a dumb phone. So either way, you have the tracking device on you likely at all times, and you chose to do it.
And before I do a drug deal, I generally leave it outside.
You don't do that anymore. What are you talking about?
Bad slave. Thanks for the call.
You used to.
855, 453.
If I were to do it again, I would still leave it outside.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'm having a good day, too. It's called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
As more and more people get to read the release Mueller report, President Trump at the White House with this reaction.
But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax. This should never happen to another president again.
So where do we go from here? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell weighs in.
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people. It's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow up almost 107 points to close at 26,559. The NASDAQ up almost 2 points, and the S&P 500 up 4.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the number you call if you would like to talk to us. If you would like to be on the radio, let us know what's on your mind. We hope that your topic is interesting, and we really hope that you want to talk about liberty because that's what we like to talk about.
I don't hope that at all.
Really?
No, I want people to call in about anything they want.
Anything they want?
Yep.
I agree. I'll take a call on anything, but I like it when the calls have a liberty aspect.
I like it when they don't. I like it when they hate freedom and we get to have it out with them.
I like a good mix.
Yeah.
I know you're...
Don't pander to us, please.
Please. Yeah. Anything you like. There we go.
So maybe that should be Thursday. Call me up and tell me why you have a right to put me in a cage if I don't pay for your pet scheme.
See?
Anybody want to? Or call me up and tell me why taxation isn't theft.
Right.
If you don't think taxation is theft. That would be interesting.
I love the fact that New Hampshire's actually sort of in the news for that whole taxation is theft thing going on.
Did that get outside of New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen a couple articles now that it's been floating around. Our state house, it's originally started certainly by libertarians, but now a lot of Republicans are jumping on board with taxation as theft pins and things like that that they're wearing in the state house. So that's kind of cool.
Nice. Now, I'm sure that most of those people would say they're willing to tolerate a certain amount of theft.
Well, you know.
But there are principled ones who say no theft at all.
There are. And that's kind of what separates the statist from the minarchist, from the anarchist, from the voluntarist.
And what separates, I think, New Hampshire from the rest of the states, because I doubt there are, you know, a dozen people in any other state legislature who would say taxation is theft really mean it.
Yeah, and fewer than, well, a very few number that have actually elected libertarians at all in state offices. New Hampshire's been kind of at the forefront. But I also wanted to tell you about our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and this is a voluntary something you can do to help support the show. And any money donated to the AMP program goes towards just those things, advertise, marketing, and promotion of the show and the ideas of liberty. And we think that's a good thing when we get on more radio stations. So every day we do a shout-out to some very generous and, in this case, handsome individual who is amplified, and that is Chris R. Is there a Chris R. in the house? That's me. I am a silver amplifier.
Self-amper.
I am a self-amper.
Before he was a talk show host, he was an amplifier.
Yeah, for a number of years. I loved the show, and I wanted to make sure that it was successful, so I give $5 a year. I don't know. I think it's on PayPal.
You're doing $5 a month. It's a lot better than $5
a year.
We don't have a yearly option.
you shouldn't. And tonight you probably shouldn't have.
Neither does Molyneux.
You shouldn't have somebody with a raging head cold on your microphone either.
You know, we can't hear it. At least I can't hear it. It doesn't. It's not.
I don't hear it either.
Your voice yet.
It's interesting because it just sort of goes. But for me, $5 a month is money well spent if it promotes the ideas of liberty. So find out more at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for that, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. But we're going to go to the phones where we have...
It's awkward to pat yourself on the back, isn't it?
No, it's hard to reach.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the phones...
I'm stretchy.
...where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I am going to pander to you, but first of all, you could make money with your finger with or without an RFID chip in there. If you put those skills that Rich attributed to you earlier in the program to work, if you join that thing, what is it, out of New York City, what is it, that orgasmic meditation thing?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that one night.
Did we?
Yeah, I don't remember who was on with me, but I was on that night. There was it's actually started in San Francisco.
Okay.
It has apparently spread to New York and several other cities. Some are saying it's simply a front for prostitution. Others are saying it is a way for people with sexual hang-ups and that kind of thing to experience an orgasm, basically. And essentially they hire a professional and a gloved man or woman will manipulate somebody's genitalia. Now, I don't want to get into any more detail than
I think you've done as much as you need to do.
Yeah.
So how is this not, by the state definition, prostitution?
It's meditation.
Meditation. Interesting.
Orgasmic meditation is what they're calling it. That's what he's referring to.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, what else?
That is very interesting. It's similar to what I've talked about for the Church of the Invisible Hand, which is having a core of healing sex workers. So I'm glad that other people are starting to think that maybe this is a way to...
I don't think there's a religious aspect to it, but...
Well, it's a spiritual aspect to meditation,
sure.
And that seems...
Sure.
I'm guessing that they're relying on the First Amendment right, then.
Perhaps.
Huh.
Although there's no... You know, it's not prostitution because they're not saying they're going to deliver a certain...
Service.
A certain service for money, you know? It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting and worth... it's worth reading about. Check it out.
Interesting. What else you got, David?
Well, I got a comment on what Rich had said, but for another day, I got a judge/prostitution story that I'll share that's pretty interesting. But
we love
Rich
those.
Had said earlier, yeah, sort of the judges. Rich had said earlier, you made a comment about something about how cops had labeled certain people as dirty something or others and then target them later on. I don't remember the exact phraseology you used, but I wanted to back that up. And actually, if cops out there, listen up a second, because it actually defends you as well, the experience I had. When I lived in a town, I don't want to name because I don't want to open that whole thing back up again because these people will recognize themselves. A friend of mine went out of his way one day to come up to me and tell me he had been to brunch at a Perkins in town, and a booth or two over was a bunch of cops. There was like four in one booth and then another booth with two or maybe three. But anyway, there was four at one booth in particular having a conversation, and he happened to hear one of them say, I'm going to say this because it matters, because I've seen this behavior a number of times enough to make it a pattern. The cop that said this, she was, and the reason I know exactly who she was, because she was the only female cop that I'd ever seen in that area between the town cops and the.
So what'd she say?
I'll tell you in a second. And she was also a lesbian cop. And like I said, there was a pattern and it makes a difference.
Okay.
And what she said was, remember, cops, this defends you as well.
Oh,
so listen
come on,
up.
Man.
But what this one cop said is she said, quote, have you seen that guy that drives that brown van lately? And the answer from the cop sitting at the table was, no, we haven't seen him. And then she goes, even though I should, FCC, be able to repeat on air anything that one of America's finest had said while they were on duty about one of us citizens, I will change it to be FCC acceptable anyway. And what she said is because is there anything that we can do to put that guy in jail? Because he's an ass H.
Okay.
And so that's an example of cops.
That is absolutely the attitude. They want to find a reason to put somebody they don't like behind bars. And thank you.
Right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And what applies to us does not apply to them. Sadly, that's the state of affairs, and it doesn't matter what it's about.
If you don't believe us, just get yourself an old police cruiser, paint anarchy signs on the door, drive around and see how often you get pulled over.
Right.
I got pulled over a few times even without the anarchy signs on the door.
I got pulled over a lot with the anarchy signs.
Is there a double standard? Are we treated differently than our fellow citizens in blue? They are our fellow citizens, but they seem to think they're super special citizens. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. Final segment coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the five best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, you've got Chris, Ian, and Rich, and we've been all over the board like we are every night, and I like that because...
I'm like 6 feet away from the board.
Do you? I like to be right by the board.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, topics come, they drop, we go on to something else, and it's always interesting.
Well, do you want to hear what this financial planner has to say that you should be getting into instead of cryptocurrency?
Yeah, let's wrap this up. And let's find out what he's saying.
So this is a story from CNBC. Peter Malik is a certified financial planner. He thinks cryptocurrency is going to collapse further, says they're not an investment. They're not a real investment, he says. You don't want to own something that's not going to pay you. He cites real estate. Okay. He cites bonds. He cites stocks. And then he says if you're excited by blockchain, or at least this is CNBC saying this, the technology behind cryptocurrency, there are ways to invest in that besides buying crypto. He says, quote, there are companies that are very heavily investing in blockchain, and you can buy those companies.
You could buy Walmart stock, and now you're buying blockchain stock.
Have you read this?
No.
Okay, because that's literally what comes out of his mouth next. Companies like,
of course it is.
Right. Companies like IBM and Accenture and companies like Walmart are using it to develop ways to run their inventory.
Oh,
that's the way to play blockchain technology, not by trying to buy cryptocurrency.
Okay, so this guy, how does he travel? Does he own a bicycle?
He's fairly well dressed. I'd say he flies places.
Does he use automobiles?
Possibly.
Because those things, they lose their value right. As soon as you drive them off the lot, and they will never be worth what you paid for it.
That's true.
That is a horrible investment.
Well, he's not advocating you buy a car as an investment.
Well, I'm assuming that he said that why would you ever buy anything that didn't provide you a return?
Oh, right.
My point is there's lots of things that provide value. Value is subjective.
What return does dollars return you? What return are you getting from your savings account?
From U.S. dollars, you lose money every day. Because as inflation occurs, it's silent. But this is why I pay $3 for a loaf of bread when growing up, a loaf of bread was a quarter.
Yeah.
It's not that it costs more. It's not that we haven't figured out better ways to get bread to market or less expensive ways to make bread. It's the fact that the dollars that I used to buy them are worth a fraction of what they used to be worth. The money has deflated. It has is inflated. It has lost its value.
Yeah.
Now, you don't get all that fun with things like Bitcoin because it tends to grow in value and it's designed to be slightly deflationary.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it over time, I bought Bitcoin at 1,000. I sold like $15,000 worth of, or I bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. I sold $15,000 worth of Bitcoin, and I still had a couple thousand dollars left out of my initial $1,000. So I felt pretty good about how that worked out for me. And guess what? Even after the Bitcoin winter and the big crash, Bitcoin's still way higher than it was when I bought it. So
Bitcoin's the best
investment.
Feeling
bad at all.
It's the best investment of the last decade.
Right.
Period. By far.
Yeah.
And I'm not even advocating it as an investment. And I don't do that. I encourage people. I think Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, because I don't want to just say Bitcoin, but they have positive characteristics that make them valuable. And it's not just about what's your return like over the last 2 year period.
It's
That's
money
insane.
That is better money that we want people to use as money. But to come back around to what I was complaining about before with crypto people is that they won't spend it. So that's a problem, because if you're into cryptocurrency, and if you can afford to, then I would recommend you buy more of it before you spend it.
What would make me spend crypto?
What's that?
If somebody, some charitable institution like a church, set up a way that I could get more without paying more for it. So if I could buy crypto at spot, I would spend crypto at spot all day.
Well, the good news
but
is
if I have to pay 5% to buy crypto, then it's hard for me to spend it, because that means if I spend $100 in crypto, I'm not going to keep my money in dollars. No, I don't like those things.
Okay,
they're haram.
So how about when crypto increases in value? So if, let's say it costs 5% and I got $100 worth, which means I only realize $95 in actual cryptocurrency, $95 worth in cryptocurrency. How about when it increases by 10% and now I'm at $105? Do you think about spending then?
I think about spending crypto when I don't have any dollars.
See, I think about spending.
This is Gresham's law in action.
Yeah, exactly.
You're part of
that
the problem.
Is Gresham's law.
Right.
No, I'm.
You are part of the problem.
No, Gresham's law is part of how the market works.
I understand that, but we as activists.
Are you telling me I'm being selfish?
Because I am. You're being short-sighted. I'm telling you, you're being short-sighted, because you can also be selfish by spending your crypto, because you would hope that it would go up in value over time by the fact that you're part of the spending of it. If people don't spend cryptocurrency, why would it ever go up in value?
Well, the thing is, time preferences are marginal. Time preferences are related to wealth. So the wealthier you get, the farther into the future you plan. I'm not in a position having, you know, I have virtually no assets, virtually no income.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in a position to be funding, you know, speculative things that might pay off in the future. I'm in a position to try to keep food in my mouth all the time.
Well, the good news is you didn't have to wait for a charity to give you 0% Bitcoin or whatever, because the good folks over at AnyPay have already given a 10% discount. In most cases,
yeah,
it's
and
not
that's
consistent.
The thing, and that's why that's why I bought Dash.
Okay, right. But here you are saying that even though that 10% discount is usually available, you still would prefer to spend dollars.
No, I would definitely spend the Dash. I wasn't thinking. I mean, we hadn't really been talking about Dash, but factoring that in, nonetheless, that's a special case.
It is. It's a subsidy.
It involves only AnyPay vendors.
That's right.
So in the general case, in the special case where I can spend Dash in AnyPay vendor, then yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not only doing it at break even, I'm doing it at a profit.
No.
But doing it at break even all the time would allow me to do it all the time, and all I lose is basically the float between, you know,
well, you'd lose
being
if the
able,
value went down.
Well, yeah,
and you'd gain if it went up. So there's no, you know, again, you shouldn't put in what you can't afford to lose.
Right.
But if you're going to, if you're into crypto and you're going to spend crypto, and you want to spend some of it, or rather, if there's something you want to buy and you can afford to buy it with cash, if you have to spend 1% to get the crypto, and you're an activist, I think you should do it.
So one thing that we do...
Can you sell it to me for 1%?
One thing we do...
Any exchange can.
Yeah, okay. One thing we do in our shop. You know, we run a small business, Route 101 Local Goods. Ian, you came in and you bought $3 maple candy just earlier this week. How much did you pay for that?
Well, there's a discount because you offer one at your store because you've chosen to do that, a 5% discount.
Right.
And plus, there's a Dash back on top of that as well.
So we'll throw the Dash back out and just say something that costs $3 you can buy every day in my store with cryptocurrency for $2.75.
With any crypto.
With any crypto. And that is not me subsidizing.
I think that... go ahead. Sorry.
No. What I'm saying is that's not me subsidizing things for the sake of activism.
What is it then?
I believe that I put more value in cryptocurrencies than I do in U.S. dollars.
You're a crypto activist.
Yeah.
That's besides the point. The point is I would rather accumulate cryptocurrencies now. It has a higher value to me.
You're willing to take a 5% loss on any given sale simply to accumulate that customer's crypto,
yes,
is what you're saying.
That's the motivation for me. And if I were to look at that over time, over the 4 years in business, I think I could show that I have... that 5% was the best thing I could have ever done.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I still had the 8 bitcoins that Roger Ver gave me in my legal defense fund, I would do the same thing. But unfortunately, those got sold to pay for my legal defense.
Yeah. But the point is as more people get on board, if more people... So the opposite of Gresham's Law, if I value... this currency over that currency, then I will entice people to use that currency.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be...
As the retailer.
Right. Maybe that
unfortunately, you're the only one in town who has seen the value in doing that.
Right, but how long, and I'm not predicting anything, but how long until some major company comes along and says, you know what, we're going to do, you know, maybe it's 0.5%, maybe it's a percent lower.
Didn't Overstock offer crypto discount?
I think they did at one point. I just don't think they had the value, the volume to handle it. But that's all the time we have. But thank you for joining us. We've enjoyed your conversations, and we look forward to hearing from you again. What's nice about Free Talk Live is you're going to hear... We're going to hear from you, and you can hear from us again tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for joining us. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.